Today's date is October 25th, 2023. And I have on the phone this afternoon, Scott Woodward. Good afternoon, Scott.
Good afternoon.
So you live in Tulsa, do you?
I do, yes.
All right. Why did you choose to get involved in this film?
One of my daughters submitted my information and photographs to the casting company, unbeknownst to me. And then they called and said, are you interested in being an extra in the movie? Knowing the story and my background prosecuting violent crimes in Indian country, to make it very interesting, also thinking that it's Scorsese, DiCaprio, I thought, you know, it's probably going to be very well done. And it's an important story that needs to be told in a way that's impressive. I just saw the movie the other day, and indeed it is impressive. It's everything that I thought it would be.
Had you been in the theater or acting in any way?
No.
What possessed your daughter to submit your name, I wonder?
You know, that's I've been asking myself that. I have no idea. Maybe it's my background being a United States attorney and prosecuting crimes in Indian country since 1990 in this part of the country. I'm retired and, you know, perhaps she thought I needed something to do.
Well, I know you're grateful to her for doing it, that's for sure. So what roles were you given?
When they first contacted me, they asked me to be a cattleman rancher. And subsequent to that, they called up and asked me to come back in and also be a Fort Worth cop in a scene in downtown Tulsa. So those two were the roles that I played.
Okay. When you said downtown Tulsa, they filmed at the Federal Building and Phil Tower, both. Were you in one of those two scenes?
Yes, I was in the scene at Phil Tower. They make an arrest inside Phil Tower. I'm not in that picture, but as they're bringing the arrestee out of the building, the camera's focused on the front door, and you see them bring out the arrestee, and I'm right behind them, peeling off to the right in a navy blue police officer's outfit. So I am in that that scene for just, you know, a couple of seconds. And I was very pleased to be in this next scene, which was the courtroom. Having tried lots of cases in federal court involving violent crimes in Indian country, I really wanted to see how they portrayed that in the movie. And so I'm on the second row on the De Niro side of the courtroom. And you'll see in a scene where the place erupts. People are yelling and screaming and all this. And they have me get up and run down the center aisle. And so that's where I'm in that second scene.
And that all made it. You saw the film and you saw yourself in that.
Yes, both of those. I'm in both of those scenes. There was another scene at a place called, they purported to be the Fort Worth Stockyards. And on that day, I got there and they said, you're a preferred hail. And I went, well, I don't know what that is. And they said, well, wherever De Niro is going to be in this scene, you're going to be next to him. I went, well, okay, that's really neat. So we went through and we did the practices, probably 6, 7, 8 times. Just before they were going to do the final picture, they took me and moved me to the right-hand side. So in the movie, you don't see me in that scene.
That had to be awfully interesting to be that near and watching De Niro act. You must have been pretty impressive.
Indeed it was. And let me add this. The only scene that I'm aware of from the movie where all of the major actors are is in the courtroom. And so I'm in the courtroom, not 20 feet from Ms. Gladstone, Jesse Plemons, Lithgow, Frazier, De Niro, and DiCaprio, all in the same. That's the only place in the movie where they're all together. You would be very, very, or I was very, very impressed with the level of detail, how meticulous they are between scenes. They want to make sure that everybody is in exactly the same position, that everything's exactly the same, so there's no variations. They did some really special things with the lighting to create light beams coming into the courtroom, and then they had vapor that would make it look like it was smoky in this courtroom. Now, I've been in a lot of federal courtrooms, and the design people who took this church and made it into a federal courtroom did a masterful job. I mean, the floors look like marble, the columns look like marble, the grates on the windows look the way they are in many of the federal courtrooms. It was pretty impressive and a great opportunity for me to see behind the scenes, you know, kind of how do they work this magic? How do they do this?
Right. And to be around all those stars at the same time, between takes, did they visit with each other, or they just were silent and remained in their character, or was there any back and forth?
No, not that I saw. The scene where you see me run out, DiCaprio has just said that he's willing to talk to De Niro's lawyer, Frazier. Mm-hmm. And the Indian side, the Native American side of the courtroom, erupts and just goes, you know, just very, very loud. And the Hale side, the De Niro side, is also getting agitated. And that's when they have me run out. We had done that and done it and done it. And finally, they got the take that they wanted. And DiCaprio came off of the witness stand and acknowledged everybody in the courtroom, you know, basically saying what a wonderful job everybody had done for that scene.
Wow, that was really nice of them.
Yeah, very, very nice. You know, it's interesting because right after that, he reaches in and he pulls a prosthetic out of his mouth.
Yes.
And so you may be wondering why his jaw looks like it does in the movie the whole day. Well, he's got a prosthetic in his mouth. So it was very interesting and very gratifying to be a small part of it.
And I thought the performance by John Lithgow was pretty strong.
I did too. And of course, I was very interested to see how they portray a United States attorney in the movie. Another colleague of mine who was also a United States attorney after I was, a fellow named Trent Shores. He was the legal consultant on that movie. I got together with Trent and I gave him a vintage badge that they gave the U.S. attorneys back in the late 20s, early 30s, which is about this time frame. We agreed to give that to Lithgow to show him our appreciation for what we thought was a very fine job that he did.
So it was a U.S. attorney's badge you gave him. Where did you obtain that?
Well, what's happened is they have started reproducing those and not giving them out, but reproducing them. And they, when they give out awards now, for a time, they would have those badges in the frame. And I had some of those. I thought, you know, this would be something nice that Lithgow can take with him and remember his time in federal court.
How many days or weeks did you spend on this project?
From start to finish, probably a month. There'd be days when I didn't go up there. There'd be days when I went up for, you know, several days at a time. Interestingly, it was during the heat of the summer. And, you know, we're in three-piece wool suits. No air conditioning in that courtroom. It was, was pretty interesting. You spend, it was also during COVID. And so we would end up having to take a COVID test here, or go up to Bartlesville and take a COVID test, come back to Tulsa, then go up there the next day and take a COVID test where we would meet up, where we were getting our costumes on and having our makeup done and all that business. There was all that time back and forth. And then when you're up there, you spend hours during the day in trailers waiting to be called out to go do a scene. And then you go and do the scene, and you may do the scene 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times, and then you're done. There was one day where we were going to do a scene that involved us being in a bar room in downtown Pawhuska. And it was afternoon, hot sun. We're waiting outside in the hot sun, probably for 2 or 3 hours. Finally, they get us all lined up and they tell us it's too late in the day. Let's go home. And from my recollection of looking at the movie, that scene never made it in the movie. So I guess they never came back and did it again. Anyhow, that's kind of how it went. You would spend a lot of downtime, and then you would go and they would do a thing over and over and over again.
Impressive then to also watch Mr. Scorsese in action.
Oh, it just fascinating. You know, when we were doing Fort Worth Stockyard scene, Scorsese would come out and talk to the director, and De Niro would go over and talk to Scorsese. And I have this image of the two of them. Of course, I didn't know this at the time, but I noticed that De Niro was really hobbling, and he looked small and was really having trouble making it over to where he was going to talk to Scorsese. I later found out that Offset, where he was staying, I guess, in Bartlesville, he twisted his knee, did something to his knee, and he had to go up to New York and have it looked after. That was kind of a moment for me when I see the two of them together. And you know, they've done things together before, and they were obviously having a conversation about how they wanted this scene to look. And it was an interesting thing in the movie. You don't see the whole scene. You just see one picture of him standing with this rodeo star with a crowd of people around him. In the whole scene, I guess they cut it out, but he was supposed to come in behind me and kind of push me out of the way to get to this rodeo star. And you don't see any of that. You just see the still, it's almost like a still shot of the two of them and with a crowd of adorers.
What are your feelings about the story, the filming, your participation, kind of an overall that you will probably carry with you now for the rest of your life?
Reading the book, knowing who was going to be involved in it, I thought this is really worthy, and it's a story that needs to be told. I was also pleased to see that they incorporated into the movie footage and storyline regarding the Tulsa massacre / riot.
Yes.
I was very fortunate from a variety of standpoints.
Well, I'm just really pleased for you that you had this experience, particularly because of your background. And I do appreciate your sharing this story with us here for Voices of Oklahoma. Thank you, Scott, and relish in the story for the rest of your life.
Okay, John, I'm greatly honored, and thank you for including me.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you.